welcome once again to the Walking Dead recap on the moviespoilers.com and now the new Not Worth the Kick in the Ass.
Yes. New site. New change. New future.
Yeah. Yeah.
And new hosts because apparently we've lost two of them at the moment. Fuck knows where they are.
Right, you regular spoiled bastards, you guys will get your host eventually. He'll pop up, you know, like he always does.
Maybe Lizzie got the both, and who knows?
Oh man, Liz. she probably wanted him to come play with her.
Just waiting for him to come back. Yeah, I'm waiting for him to fucking come back. For about 20 minutes I've been waiting for their ass to come back on the show.
Yeah, you know, if you kill them in the real world, they don't come back at all.
So. Is that my problem? Well, that's what I've been doing wrong all along. Well, I'll be fucked.
Yeah.
He was doing something wrong.
People, this is the Walking Dead episode. This is episode number...
I know it's called Breaking Point, I think.
I don't even know if it's called... You know, if it's called something different in Australia, so who knows what they call it over there. But
And you know what? I just got a message from P1. You know what? Sorry, got distracted by some ass. Well, typical. Typical. Some ass, P1. Give you some ass.
don't do that.
He's online now.
So if you guys want a quick recap from last week.
It was boring. Done.
You gonna fuck with me again, Skype? I swear to God.
Oh, finally! Someone can join us! Sammy!
Holy fuck!
I've been here the whole time. I've just been listening to you two motherfuckers rant.
Well,
so.
Looking at ass and checking
out. Were they talking piss. Shit?
We talked the purpose.
Sammy, they were talking about how they were gonna run a train on you.
Of course they were. That's expected.
Like seriously, I was just sitting here listening like, you guys have no class whatsoever. I was just like, my God.
Class! You missed a show because you're perfect on some ass and you didn't say it was male or female, which really worries me even more.
It was both.
Both? Oh well. Hey, some
it was Sammy's ass.
Hey
guys, I want to join in on the fun. I want to join in on the fun. I saw this photo of Sammy, on YouTube and I was looking and I was like,
Photos on YouTube? Okay. What?
Yeah, it was from a former show she did, like way early.
Next you know,
in the Dragon and the Wolf thing. And I was looking, I was like, she got like a white little, she got like a white little tank top shirt on there. And I was like,
I remember that.
Great. Naving's talk, Sammy. Be worried.
Lord.
<That's> okay.
I was like, all she needed some light to, you know, shine on that real quick. But you know, hey, the darkness will consume you, my baby.
Will consume you. Hey, just like, hey, I'm very glad of the writer of this episode. He actually put some Darkness Brothers in that episode. Too.
Oh, he brought the darkness.
Oh my God.
Scott Gimple, the greatest show has came back. Thank you, God. It has brought Earth. It has brought the darkness. It has brought light. It has brought the water, sea, air, and earth all together as one now. And everything is perfect now because this show just solidified itself as amazing again.
This man need to go out and teach classes to the other show writers out there because this is a way how you can do a slow-paced episode but still have interesting things happen. Unlike the week before.
You know, but we should actually, should recap the week before very quickly. What did you guys think of it? Obviously it was boring because we didn't talk about it.
I don't even remember it.
Daryl hid in the car and Beth got kidnapped in the car and that was about it.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was.
She got kidnapped. So it was another, okay, yeah.
That was why you were sleeping, alright?
Yeah. So yeah, that's very boring.
Yeah, there wasn't much to talk about, so we just skipped that episode. If you didn't care, well, bad luck. So, but this episode, this one we give a shit about, because this was, yeah, everyone said, a fucking great episode. And finally, getting back to what
fucking
it should be.
Finally.
It took its time though, it took a fucking, and this was not an action-packed fucking episode either. It was a very, you know, emotional, you know, storytelling episode, like season two.
Action? Action. There was tons of fucking action.
It wasn't
in this
tons
movie.
Of action. It was.
Yeah, there was. when the burnt walkers came at them.
That was very racist, I thought.
Racist?
Yeah.
That was.
She saw some black people come out.
Yeah. she thought black. Exactly. She just thought black people.
Shooting.
Yeah. She just fucking shooting.
That was from last week's episode when they set that house on fire. Yeah. Oh my God. So much epicness in the show. I sucked this show's dick tonight. Oh my Lord. This shit was good. This is what I'm fucking talking about. This shit was good, alright?
No, I'll agree.
Took some traits back to season two as well.
Yes, in other words, character development.
The flowers.
Yes.
Yeah, look at this flower, bitch. I'm sorry, Wayne. They had to take your daughter out.
That was very depressing. People make mistakes in this show all the time. Yeah, I reckon that kid was the fucking Joker. She is a one twisted fucking lunatic kid.
Even the Joker would tell her, "Damn, bitch."
He's like, "That's cold."
Yeah, he would tell you, "You're not having any fun in this at all. You're crazy."
The only thing she's missing is she didn't cut the smile into her sister's face. It'll be like, "Yep, you're fucked."
I was gonna say her and Mika is actually Two-Face if you put them together.
Now remember when everyone said they got to bring Clementine in? Yep, they should have brought Clementine in so she could have fucked her up with a knife or something.
Enough with that. Enough with Clementine.
Awesome.
I don't know if you played season 2 with Clementine would have shot her ass.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah, Clementine would have choked that bitch out.
Oh, awesome. So she's got.
Spoiler alert, though. I don't know about that fucker Kenny coming back. Why you gotta live?
Really? You see Kenny. I see Kenny pops up. He's like, "Hey there, Clementine, where's that Negro?" Lee.
Hey there, Clementine. He's like, "Hey there, little nigger girl." What is that nigger you say? So it's like, okay, she's Native American. You can tell. Come on now.
Right, that's only one of her out there, so.
Exactly.
The second,
Sammy's daughter.
It took Kenny no time to get another foreign chick. You know, he got Kaja last time. Another Asian girl who sounds just like Kaja.
See, I haven't played any of the season 2 games. I had no idea Kenny comes back. I didn't even know he survived in the game.
Kenny came back.
Fuck Kenny.
Yeah, he was like, "Well, I was being stupid as hell trying to save that stupid Ben, and I got out of there." I said, "Yeah, about time, Kenny." Yeah.
But anyway,
so,
yeah.
The Grove. The Grove. I thought it was the Grove. I can't. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, why is it called the Groove?
Because it's so groovy.
It was pretty groovy.
But yeah, so this episode deals with Carol.
I love Carol, man. She's a great actress. She really is.
Crazy Girl number one and Jesus Baby number two.
Lizzie and Lizzie's sister. Mika. What, not Mika? Right. Micah.
Mika?
Like, who cares? She's dead. Fuck it.
It's Mika.
Mika?
Gotta get shit right on this episode. This was a good one. It was brilliant.
It was a great one.
Yeah.
It was actually really fucking good.
But it's okay because I forgive you.
Oh, that was Tyrese. Tyrese fucking cried this whole goddamn episode. Every time the camera's on him, he was just crying.
He had the Batman voice going, that shit is,
"I forgive you.
I love,
I'm not gonna save you."
I wish they would have let us dub over some of his lines, because when he looked at that girl, you know, he just wanted him to say like "Holy shit, goddamn."
Rick should have shot her ass a long time ago.
He was at no point right now. Yeah. He's like, "Well, I guess she gotta give me some now. Cause I didn't get none from last time. I had a dream that, she was gonna kiss me, you know. And I just woke up."
Well, I actually love the fact, I mean, they answered all the questions about the obvious shit. The feeding of the rats and the mice and all that kind of shit. Finally all got answered. We knew it was fucking that crazy bitch all along. But they actually get it clarified and, yeah. Where the fuck did she get all these fucking mouses and shit from?
I don't know. In the country of Atlanta.
No, I forget. Good point.
And then, you know, I thought it was a little bit far-fetched, though. I mean, not saying it's the episode or anything. It's probably, you know, them trying to wrap up whoever wrote this in. But for her to make a Pentagon with the rats, and I know crazy kids do it, like kids who are psychopaths do that kind of stuff. But, yeah, she hit that
what,
a little bit
too. What was her name, the actress who played Lizzie, she fucking plays a psychopath so well.
Writing something.
Cast that bitch as Harley Quinn, I swear. She's fucking perfect. Nutcase.
Yeah, in about 20 years.
Yeah, about, so yeah. We can see. Was it in the Gotham TV series?
Yeah, Gotham when they in elementary school.
Yeah, well, no, they're doing, you got young Commissioner Gordon, young Penguin, there you go. Young Harley Quinn.
Quinn.
It works. But yeah, but everything in this episode, directing, writing, acting, it was like a mini film. It didn't feel like an episode of the fucking Walking Dead. It actually felt like a separate film. I was like, this is the shit you want to see. Yeah, you don't.
Felt like an episode from season 2.
It did, but you know, yeah. Season 2 was boring because it was slow. Fuck off.
Oh, fuck it.
Exactly. Aww, exactly. Aww. Fuck them.
Shit. You can go to hell. Fuck you. It's called character development, people.
Thank you. Quite right, right. P1. You tell them. You get stuck in them.
But there wasn't fucking zombies, you guys.
We just found out in this episode that character development is much better in this show than it is zombies itself. Especially with that last, yeah. Oh my God. When it hits that 40-minute mark, baby, oh my Lord.
But like, where was Judith in that time where her and Tyrese were out in they fucking leave Judith with that fucking, they knew she was crazy. They knew she was fucking crazy.
They didn't know she was crazy. They didn't know she was crazy.
No, they knew that she was fucking crazy. They didn't realize she was that fucking crazy.
They didn't know she was off. Come on now. There was no sign of her being like that. They just were like, oh, whatever. It's just something. There was no sign
of her being crazy. She's just quirky.
Yeah, she was just, even I didn't even see that coming. I'm like, oh snap, this girl laid her money on her sister. You know, and then she had Judith on the blanket like a meal for her sister to eat when she wakes up.
Judith was screaming,
"Hey, get this bitch away from me."
When she saw Tom Carroll, she said, "Where the fuck y'all two been at?" Hey, you know what? They should have showed this from the perspective of Judith eyes.
All you would have saw was just like the sky and blood flying up in the air. Because she couldn't roll over. She was like a turtle at that point.
But she was going to kill Judith, wasn't she? Didn't she say something about it? Yeah, it was like.
I thought. She was gonna kill Judith or either use Judith as a snack for her sister, so I don't know which one of the two.
she's gonna use herself as a snack for her sister. Oh man, but let's start from the beginning though, cause I wanna work my way up on this episode, cause my god, this is brilliant. This is brilliant TV, alright? Go ahead and say that, it's brilliant. Suck this show's dick. Kick us off, Wayne.
What? I gotta lead you off.
Yeah, go ahead, lead it off, Wayne. It's your show.
From the very start. Well, the beginning of season. Did we go back to the prison episode? What, when they all joined up and when Lizzie came into it, or we just started from the start of this episode?
Who started this episode?
Well, obviously, they find a house, right? Nice, peaceful little place, far away in the land of wherever the fuck they are. Actually, no, we actually started off on the train tracks with Tyrese sleeping on the train track and dreaming about fuck knows what. You know, but
yeah, he's about to hammer time that zombie until Lizzie stopped him.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like even that, the whole connection of this whole, it's just, I didn't even picture when you said about the fire. I didn't even think of fucking linking that to the bloody place that Daryl burnt down. But
yeah,
you're probably fucking right too. I didn't even link that shit. But yeah, obviously it starts off Carol and Lizzie having the little conversation while Tyrese and Mika are having the little sleep with fucking all this shit. And even that just slight conversation about Lizzie talking about the shit that she can help out more and do all this kind of shit. And even then, Carol's fucking down her. She's thinking, this girl is strong-willed, does what needs to be done, but, Mika is the smarter one, as she says, but she hasn't got the courage to do what's needed until she fucking has to blow a goddamn walker head off that's about to kill fucking, fucking Lizzie and fucking Judith, which,
actually, you know what? Mika's character in this episode reminded me of Dale.
What, old with the beard and what?
Yeah, because his whole thing was...
I hate Dale. He fucked the Shane too much. It pissed me off.
Oh, fuck up. Fuck Shane. Nobody give a fuck about Shane. Shut the fuck up, man. Anyway. Nobody give a shit about Shane. You the only motherfucker I know that still cries about fucking Shane.
Because none of this shit would have happened. He would have saved them all.
Now that CJ's not down in Australia now, why don't you take CJ's dick out your mouth and put Shane's back in your mouth?
I can't.
Okay?
No problem with that.
Okay.
Room enough for two. It's okay. Big man.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. So he won't stick. So Sammy, he won't stick shit up in his ass, but he'll suck Shane's dick. Okay.
I think Shane would force me to suck his dick. That's the difference.
Yeah, wow. But you would like it. You would.
I'd
like
say
it.
Yes, sir, Mr. Shane. Anything for you, my friend.
Jesus.
He'd keep me alive. That'd be all right.
Wow. All right then. Yeah, but Mika's character is I don't want to kill anyone that's living or anything like that, and if I have to, then.
you know, I still have, she still has her humanity left in her. She feels like it's not right. And that was kind of like Dale's character still. He would never cross that line of going as far as, I remember there was times where he argued with Shane, Rick, and Andrea about their humanity and where it's going.
Yeah, actually, that's a good point. That is good. She was very similar to that. I mean, Dale killed when he needed to. But even then, I'm just trying to remember how many walkers he fucking killed. I didn't fucking remember, like, not many.
Who, Dale?
But, yeah.
That many people down or whatever.
Yeah, but Mika, you know, she I like her little ideology about, you know, she didn't even want to kill the people that killed their friend because she felt bad for them. She knew that they weren't like that before then. You know, to have that kind of ideology in that world, man, that's very conflicting. Because a part of you want to keep your humanity. Yeah.
Actually, it was pretty funny, though, because she kept putting Carol in her place that whole conversation. Like, Carol was getting pissed off. Like, do what I tell you. And she was just like, you need to understand that everything will work out the way it does. And Carol's like, oh, you fucking bitch, if you say one more nice thing to me. She's like, Carol, you need to calm down because nobody needs to die because of you. And Carol's just looking at her like, God damn, that bitch is right. But fuck, I want to murder something. Now, you know, I think Mika actually had more humanity even more than Carol. And Carol, it kind of brought a little light to her as far as seeing her as Sophia. Because she kind of compares Sophia to Mika a lot in this episode. And I think Carol was looking at that as if, I wish I still had that, but I know that if I do get that, life isn't going to be so easy anymore. But, yeah, we'll see which one dies first. And obviously, well, I don't think we expected Mika to die by her fucking sister. I mean, shit. How fucked up shit was that? I mean, Jesus Christ.
And they showed the body.
You know what the fucked up part about that? Oh, yeah. The most fucked up part about that, though, is not the fact that Mika killed her. It's the fact that, I mean, not Mika, that Lizzie killed her. It's that Lizzie didn't even think she did anything wrong.
That's the point, but it was the way it was portrayed. The way she acted that and the way it was written was perfect.
Even the scene.
You see all that blood, all right?
Yeah. Well, even the scene where Lizzie and Carol was walking and Lizzie was like, are you mad at me because I pulled my gun at? And Carol's just looking at her like,
fucking bitch,
you don't even know.
You don't know what you did.
You don't even know why I'm, you're like, you don't even know why I'm mad at you. You're just, oh my God. I was like, there is no hope for this child. Like, she is seriously lost.
Listen, did you think that Tyrese knew what Carol was going to do, but in some ways, the only thing I would not have a go about this episode, but he would always be against that, you know, killing, especially a child. And I'm sure he knew what Carol was going to do.
Well, the funny thing is, too, another good thing about this episode as well is I noticed that this part of the season has been all about forgiveness, where they're
I forgive you.
Yeah, everybody's been forgiving someone and stuff, like even Glenn with that hot ass chick that I forgot her name already because she's not Rosita.
Tara. Not Tara. That's fucking. That's...
Tara. No. Yeah, there we go. Tara. Yeah, Tara. But. You got this scene where Tyrese, he, like you said, he's just kind of almost like Mika in a way, but he's not afraid to pull the trigger if he has to. But, it goes back to the whole Karen situation where she explained why she did what she did. And it's not that he really so much forgave her. Well, he did forgive her, but he's not going to forget. But at the same time, it was more of just, I understand what you did.
Yeah.
I understand what you were trying to do. And I understand what you're doing with Lizzie now. There is no helping this girl at all. Like, cause he even says it, like, we can help her somehow. And they look at each other and it's like, no, there is no helping this girl. We mean leave her with somebody. She might become the leader of the next governor group.
he was like, you know, she got 15 box knives in her suitcase. So we can't sleep with her.
See, she's the fucking Joker, man. She's the Joker. Nothing in her pockets but knives and lint. All right, that's the fucking Joker.
She became Bob Stokey. Instead of carrying alcohol, she just carried knives and mice. It's like, damn, every one of these passengers or characters got to like carry something specific with them or something. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
No, but I thought personally the acting was just spot on, perfect. We gave fucking a lot of shit to Tyrese or whatever, but he delivered his lines perfectly. I think this is exactly what he needed, was his own episode, which is funny because this has been the one episode I've been thinking it might be the weakest when we get to these characters as far as Carol and Tyrese, and so far everybody else has been weak except for these two.
Exactly.
Well, actually,
so CJ, you redeemed yourself.
Yeah, I did. As I said, you nailed it perfectly. All the acting, superb. Absolutely fucking brilliant. Even the kids, Carol, Tyree, whatever their fucking names are in real life, fucking perfect. Even that deer was brilliant acting.
Oh, that deer was like, yeah, you should have killed me. I mean, you wouldn't have to worry about this, but.
Oh, we all know.
You know, you bring up a good point too, Wayne, you bring up a good point about the kids as well. The kids, I think I'll give them a little bit more credit because they're like, 10 and, I forgot how old Mika is in real life, but, no, they delivered everything that they had to do in this.
Well, like, as you said, with Lizzie, I mean, I don't know who, what her name is, but if she can act like that at that age, the bit when she's playing around with the fucking walker and Carol kills it, she fucking goes off, breaks down, like, and then the bit when, as you said, when she's upset thinking, oh, Carol's upset with her because she raised a gun at her. I mean, that is brilliant fucking acting. I don't give a shit how old she is, even if for an adult. Daniel Day-Lewis couldn't perform that shit, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I was about to say, she performed better than most veteran actors do in those scenes. And that scene you brought up about when Carol killed the zombie, she was playing hide and go seek with or whatever the fuck she was playing, hide and go murder a bitch. That scene was brilliantly done out because she was just like, what if I kill you? How would you react? Huh? I was like, what the fuck?
The thing is, you genuinely believe, like she actually had to genuinely make you believe that she thinks these things are just like play, like there's nothing wrong with them. And that kid actually performed that perfectly. Like fucking genius. I mean, the writing obviously was great, but the way they performed it made it. And as said, whoever directed this fucking episode, give them the rest, give them season, whatever up to, season God, six or five, them. Whatever.
No. It was Michael Strahmanin.
Yep, whoever he is. Give him the rest of the next, make him the showrunner. Fucking next season.
Well, yeah, the director was Michael, and the writer was Scott Gimple.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta say, Mika and Lizzie, they both carried it on, and both of the personalities that they carry on. I thought it was just, I personally was amazed. I'm not gonna lie, I was at the edge of my fucking chair. Just sitting there. I was amazed at these two kids, who I found to be fucking annoying. Delivered so much time and effort into it. They really put a lot of thought into this episode, and I'm starting to realize that the slower episodes of Walking Dead are much better than the actual fast-paced, let's get here, get episodes.
Whoa, brother. Okay, like, be careful what you say, because there's always still and alone. Okay, so don't... well, let's say well-written slow episodes, because 12 and 13...
I, those wasn't slow, they were just bad, okay? Okay. Those wasn't slow, cause those episodes were moving, alright, let's say that. They were getting from place to place, but it's moving into something that I didn't give a fuck about, okay?
Yeah.
It's moving into shit that I already know. I'm talking about episodes like Clear, or the first episode itself of Walking Dead in season one, like the slow episode, even season two most of the slower episodes are much better than the fucking ones where we gotta move here and move there and shit like that. Pretty much the rest of this whole goddamn season with these characters.
You know the one thing I want to bring up though, which I'm sure they did, but did they leave Judith in the house when they left at the end? Because I didn't see him carry no fucking baby.
Yes, it was on Tyrese's back.
Judith
yeah, I didn't see there. Shit. I reckon they forgot the fucking baby and left it back there, or they buried it by mistake with Lizzie.
They didn't want the baby to come kill them. Kill them, man. These girls are crazy.
And Rick is like, "Where's my kid? Oh yeah, I'll be back in a minute." If I can run back to the house.
What if Lizzie would have killed Judith and Carol and Tyrese found Rick and told Rick about it?
That would be fucked up.
He probably would have killed Carol.
Carl would have lost his fucking mind on that little girl.
Rick would have punched her.
Who, Judith?
Let's say the events happened here the same, but she also killed Judith along with it. Carl would probably shoot the shot at Carol, and they would have that whole argument of why Rick kicked Carol out the group in the first place.
Yeah, but they probably would have just said that she was dead all along. They would have lied to him.
Personally, another great scene as well is when after they seen what they witnessed and everything, and she shot some. You know, you see Carol; she pretty much. It almost feels like she's gone back to the older version of Carol where she's like, you know, stuff like that. Cause it seems like she gave up the life to live. She didn't want to live anymore. That's probably why she told Tyrese at the time. I thought that scene right there was just brilliant how they handled, her telling Tyrese.
Oh yeah, she slowly slides the gun over to him and you know then she's better telling.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Cause you thought she was going to tell her at that scene before when, her and Tyrese were talking earlier, which Man, right. Tyrese was delivering that dialogue perfectly, and she was just breaking down, and I was just like, is she about to say it right now? Cause I don't, but, I like, how Tyrese answered that as far as saying, I forgive you, but don't think I'll ever forget what happened here. Yeah. You know, it's pretty much kind of a, hey, I need you right now kind of thing, but if, you know, shit goes wrong or anything, don't think that, you know, hey, I'll be there for you. I like how that's wrapping up its way around.
I really enjoyed the fact that I think Tyrese, as he viewed and watched Carol, he understood that, you know, she did do things in her mind was right. You know, she didn't make her suffer. He didn't even ask the question, did she suffer? He's like, no, I did it quick. And that was true. She did do it quick. Not excusing what she did, but
mm-hmm.
after all that, after that day of all the fucked up shit that happened, I guess, he can forgive her doing a mercy kill than a girl who wanted to kill her sister to bring her back to life. So,
yeah, I was gonna say that's another thing too. After what they just witnessed, it's like I don't even know if Tyree's head was in the right place or just seeing it. Can you imagine going back to the camp and be like, oh, that was like, oh, that was a nice day out there. And then you see this little girl with a knife in her hand, blood. Like, what the fuck? And she pulls a gun on you, talking about she's gonna come back. And we can play with her. What?
You know, in that part of the episode, I kind of wish they would have went a little bit longer. You know, just for me personally, of actually showing the girl come back and then coming after Judah. But I think that would have been too much for the sisters. So tell
oh my god!
You're a twisted motherfucker. Well,
I actually wish CJ right there. I actually wish they probably would have did that too. At the same time, a lot of people are saying that this episode go too far already with CJ's theory. Hell yeah,
it didn't go. They didn't show any of the kids being killed. I mean, they could have done that, but it was more impact not showing it.
It wasn't shown at all.
Imagine though, like, you know, I'm glad they didn't show her actually, you know, cutting her sister open and playing, making makeup with her blood. But imagine she kept the gun on them and it was a hostage situation. And, you know, the time bomb is the kid coming back as a zombie, coming after the baby to eat the baby. You know, imagine that.
They would have had to shoot Lizzie right there then.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I don't think it would have been as impactful.
Tyrese would have smacked her with the head with a hammer. That would have been hilarious. Yeah,
I like that setup, but at the same time, they would have had to kill Lizzie right there, and I don't think that Lizzie's death would have been as great as it was as this episode.
I'd tell you, I'm not gonna trust any motherfucker that tells me to look at flowers anymore. I'm gonna be like, what the fuck?
Well, remember, they told her to look at the flowers at season 3 as well, yeah. When they first showed her, when she was looking at the flowers. Apparently, a bouquet of flowers is how this bitch deal with things, I guess. I don't know. But,
yep. Never give a woman flowers. They turn out fucking crazy, people.
Oh, my God. Like,
there was times, actually, where Mika was in better control than fucking Lizzie ever was. I mean, even Mika was telling her, just look at the flowers and you'll be all right. And there was that scene where Mika killed that zombie and Carol was asking, why are you crying? Are you crying because you're scared? She's like, no, I'm not scared. You won't understand. And I was looking at her like, that bitch is crazy, all right? this definitely was the best episode I've seen of the season so far. I really love this episode. This actually made me forget about all those other episodes.
It actually did, too. It actually did.
This made me want to go back and watch, you know, Walking Dead. I'm like, I was going to stop. I'm going to call you up today and say, look, man, we got to cancel this show. Okay? I'm wasting my hour. Okay, I could be sleeping or eating or something. But after this episode, I give this episode 5 dead children out of 5.
5 dead children out of 5.
Yeah.
That's a new rating we could all catch on to, isn't it?
No.
Yeah, I gotta give more credit.
This is not only one of the best episodes of the season, it's one of the best episodes of Walking Dead, period. Yeah, as far as I'm concerned. It's right up there with all the, you know, ones we've always spoken about before. I mean, this is just, as I said, directed perfectly. Even the look of it, it didn't look like a TV episode. It actually looked like a film that they've cut down for TV. The quality of the way it was filmed, the lighting, the directing, writing, acting, everything, superb. And next week we'll probably get that all fucked up and it'll be a piece of shit because David S. Goyer is fucking directing it. That motherfucker's hopeless. Oh no, wait, he wrote Man of Steel. And he fucking wrote Man of Steel. So what quality? Yes, that motherfucker's involved with it.
No, the next episode is Us, and Greg Nicotero is doing it.
Directed by David S. Goya.
Directed by Gregory Nicotero. I'm staring at it right now.
So am I.
I don't know what you... Damn it, Wayne. I need to fly back down to Australia.
It says us. Directed by David S. Goya.
Okay, Samantha, let him have it.
Take that.
Wayne, look at the flowers. Wayne, look at the flowers, okay?
Wayne, look at the flowers. Just keep looking at the flowers.
Actually, I do remember that David S. Goya was supposed to direct or write one of the fucking episodes. I don't remember which one, though.
Oh, maybe they took him to the flowers and got rid of his ass after Man of Steel.
Did he already? I think he wrote one of them in the earlier part of the season, did he? I don't know. I can't remember, but.
I don't know, actually. That's a good point. Maybe they did jump him around a different episode.
Yeah, because I remember his name did come up as far as he was supposed to do one, and it was supposed to be like the episode before the last one, but I think he already did that, or is it my, but I don't know. I'll go with you, Wayne. I'll just back you up on this
one. I think they're really, good man. Good one.
Are you in Australia now, P1? Wayne, are you cheating on me?
Hey, well, you're not here anymore, man.
I'm only going with him because I did hear this, that he was supposed to do one of them. I don't know if he did already. So I'm just saying, I'll side with
him. Hey, I'm open Sammy's rights. I fucking hate David S. Goya. Guy's a cockhead. Fuck it.
Yeah, David S. Goya has got to be one of the worst fucking writers ever. Let's go ahead and say that first.
Yeah. Oh, no, but he wrote the Dark Knight trilogy. He's like, fuck off. He did. He sat there and just nodded his head.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck what he did, alright? He wrote Blade 3.
He directed, didn't he direct, what, didn't he direct the Blade 3 or some shit?
And
he directed some, I know he directed The Crow 2, and that was fucking...
Yeah, he directed it as well.
Yep, there's the man who's taken, well, hopefully he doesn't do Walking Dead. Fuck. But then we'll have hope. That's what we'll have.
Oh, fuck him.
But yeah, so what do you guys make of this episode? Obviously, everyone's gonna kiss its ass. Is anyone who actually has shit canned it?
Yeah, fuck you and your hope. You know what? He probably wrote that episode with Death.
I can't hear P1.
I can't hear him
either. Yeah, there was a...
And he's gone again. Well, Sammy, what do you make of this episode?
It literally was one of the best episodes of the entire series. Like, I always go back to season 2 being my favorite. Like, all of season 2 from beginning to end is my favorite. And this brought all of that back and more. That horror. That grimy dirtiness of The Walking Dead. Like, our children are not safe. None of us are safe.
See, that's the good thing you bring up, which I wanted to jump in quickly. On the farm, it felt like they were safe, except from each other. And that's what it was like here. Carol and Tyrese find this little house. They feel safe, but it's what the danger within that's the fucking scariest part.
Mm-hmm. It's like they opened the barn again.
Yeah, I love it.
And the walkers just came out again at them, and it was just beautiful, and it was mesmerizing. Like the fences, the scenery, it kind of felt like season 2 again, and it was truly magnificent to see The Walking Dead go back to its, like, dirty roots. Like, yeah, we see death all the time in The Walking Dead, but we don't see truly impactful death.
Yeah. No, well said.
We don't see that anymore, and that's what The Walking Dead is. Every time, like, when Laurie died, no one gave a shit.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You liar. You were happy she was dead.
Yeah, I was happy she was dead, but it was the way it was portrayed.
He did give a shit.
Huh?
He did give a shit, personally, Sammy.
Yeah, because someone spoiled for that, didn't they?
Didn't nobody fucking spoil it. I like the page 5 days after the goddamn episode
bullshit
aired.
It was fucking
nice. It said, hey Sammy, CJ, there was a page that said, click here if you like that Lori's dead. I clicked that motherfucking heart and Wayne stopped messing me. Oh, thank you for spoiling me. I was like, nigga, it's been a week.
It was that day, you bastard.
It was not that day.
You pulled a knife and you pulled a knife, you killed me, and you were hoping I came back to life.
You see the episode before me, you bastards.
I didn't that week, did I?
I time travel.
I didn't that week.
I know that.
That's how people know Wayne's full of shit. If you saw the episode.
I did not see that one. That one I remember. I always avoid Facebook for the day. And I'm like, motherfucker. I'm like,
whatever. No, nobody talk about it. I love CJ Wayne, Sammy. I love how he keeps talking about how he hates spoilers for TV. That motherfucker has like, he used to have like 4 fucking shows where all he did was talk about spoilers.
I can spoil it, but it's okay. I don't put it on Facebook. That's the difference. I don't. Literally just jump on a Facebook, Laurie's dead, and I'm like,
currently doing a spoiler cast the day after an episode.
Yeah, but people have the choice to listen. No, they have the choice to listen. That's the difference. I'm not gonna put a big thing up there. Lizzie fucking mass murderer kills everyone on the show or anything like that. It'd be funny.
That's the title of the episode now.
Lizzie's a bitch. I love Lizzie.
Nah, she's not a bitch. She's psychotic. She's a psychotic fucking.
She's awesome. I love Lizzie. I want her back.
She would murder your ass, man. Let's be real.
Yeah, but it'd be worth it. Be right. She's a great kid.
It would be worth it. You know she wouldn't put you down either, right? You'd be walking as a, okay, never mind. I ain't even gonna fucking humor you.
I can spend the afterlife with Shane. We can be walkers together.
Oh my god.
I know since we weren't here last week, do we have a question from last week?
Question from last week? Last week's show, I have no idea. What questions for this week?
Before, I guess.
No one gave a fuck about last week's episode.
We didn't even put questions
up. I don't
up.
Blame you guys.
But we do have questions from this week, so I'm sure P1, you got plenty of questions.
Yeah, I got plenty of questions.
Yeah, well, Abbott, I just get through. Well, Craig, the man himself, he doesn't really ask.
Don't answer Craig's question. Craig pissed me off with that Rosita comment he made. Yeah, don't get no question no more, Craig.
fair enough. Yep.
Talking about my Rosita like that. Shit, what's wrong with you?
Well, yeah, what, do you want to read a question from your darkness brother, Cody?
Oh, hell no. He likes Man of Steel.
Yeah, that's what he's questioning. That's apparently his question. He's like, why hasn't Man of Steel appeared in this episode yet? David S. Goy is a great writer. Actually, okay, no, that's not...
Oh, my God.
No, that's actually not...
That's the actual question. I'm staring at it right now.
Are you serious?
No. No, he says, this episode was woo! So, in other words, he's kind of relinking... He's kind of linking it to Superman, even when he's trying not to. So, he's still linking to Superman. This episode makes it, well, pretty much what he's saying is, I'll actually read his question out properly. This episode was woo! Alright. It's episodes like this that make the lesser episodes stick out even more, and more like a sore thumb. Why can't we get a full season of this consistency? I was like,
we had a full season of fucking consistency, season motherfucking two.
Yeah. But everyone bitches about that season, cause it cockheads.
Yeah, they can all suck my fucking dick.
I disagree with that too. Yeah, I gotta disagree with that as well too, cause I think the complete opposite of that. I think this episode makes you forget about the bad episodes, be honest.
I would agree
matter of fact, it doesn't even make me think bad about anything. It makes me forget about those episodes that I even watch bad episodes. It's like, just like CJ said earlier, this made me get back into
it. Yes, like Man of Steel, Cody, this gives us hope. It gives us hope that maybe they might turn the corner again.
You know what it is? I think he just likes that red cape. That's all it is.
Likes the what?
He likes that red cape.
Red cape. Oh, yeah, everyone loves the red cape.
It's a bad
outfit. We all know that. Okay. P1, Ned, what questions have you got lined up? Surely you got so much shit from the last 2 weeks.
Oh, you don't want to read Craig's questions?
No, not really. No.
All right, so my man Steve, he says that ending was absolutely horrible, and he's talking about the last week's episode compared to how good the first half of the season was. Do you guys think maybe The Walking Dead has just run out of the steam of being good? Well,
last week we would have said yes.
Yeah, I would have said yes.
Last week we would have canceled the show.
Probably would have.
You know what? I didn't think last week's episode was that bad. I thought it was better than the previous one before that. Oh, at least it was bad, but goddamn.
Yeah,
well, I shouldn't say that. I was asleep through.
You were asleep. Do you even know Beth got kidnapped?
Oh, she did get kidnapped.
She did.
Oh my God.
I think last week's episode tried to get back into the previous thing because it asked a lot of questions. It made the audience ask some questions in it. Not the best questions, but it got the audience involved in it. So I was like, they're on the right track here, but this is why are we on the right track here? This shit should be already good. We're in the end of season 4, goddamn.
Yeah.
Mac 2.0, he says, you know, looking at next week's preview, it could spell the end of our favorite drunkie, Bob Stokey. Well, maybe. Will you pour one out for Stokey if he dies?
No, because then he's going to slip it off the floor.
Stokey ain't going to die. I'm going to tell you this right now. He can't die. He's going to be the lone survivor.
Yeah, well, he always is. He always survives his group.
Exactly. He's telling you. He's spoiling the show for you, Wayne.
Well, Bob Stokey.
Yeah, he's telling you. He's going to be the last survivor. He's always been the last survivor.
Yeah, because he's Bob. He's so alcoholic that his blood must, like, have some poison against zombies attacking him or some shit.
If a zombie attack him, they would stop because they'd be like, well, what the fuck is that smell? Is that rum or bourbon?
Yeah, that's where they walk off.
He's more booze than man.
He's booze man. Him versus Superman, who would win?
Well, that kryptonite, it's booze. There you go.
No, I don't want to do any of that because I'm justice for good. Shut up, you pussy.
Yeah, he got drunk in Superman 3. So what's he talking about? I know it's because he was acting with Richard Pryor, but still, it's a big deal.
I would love to see Bob Stokey and Superman 3 drunk just together, hanging out, drinking alcohol. Destroying the world.
I would love to see anything besides that Superman I just witnessed last year. That was a piece of fucking shit.
Totally
I'm
agree.
Sorry. I tried to watch it again to give it a third chance. It pissed me off, actually.
Third? I give it a one chance. That's all it fucking deserves.
Yeah, the one time I was like, all right, this is fucking horrible. The second time I was like, this is, you know, I paid attention. This is even worse than what I thought. The third time, I didn't even make it past the first 20 minutes without being pissed off. So, yeah, that movie's fucking awful. Matter of fact, it gets a mighty 00 fuck it, because I can't stand that fucking movie, actually.
It does get worse.
Make any fucking sense.
It does get worse.
Oh, my darkness, brother. Darkness. Save that dark hatred.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was getting a little angry because I just recently tried to watch it again. It was like literally yesterday. I was like, this is fucking god awful.
Look, if Cody's making you watch that shit, you don't have to. You can say, look, I don't want to watch this, though.
No, CJ got me pumped with that fucking double Blu-ray limited edition set and Bacombo box bullshit. I was like, you know what, maybe it is. You know, I see people that like it, so I was just like, you know what, let me give it a chance again. This time I will actually go in there with it. And I looked at it, I was like,
Lizzie's got more faith in people coming back to life than you do in Man of Steel, right?
It's even stupider. That opening is just stupid. It doesn't even make any fucking sense. Oh my god.
I like how a year we could still talk about this film.
Cause it's fucking horrible, that's why. Next question though, comes from, Sean. He says, and this once again, this is from another one from last week. He says, I fell asleep twice on this episode. Well, there you go, CJ. It really wasn't that interesting. So I completely agree.
Sean, my buddy, we think alike.
You know what, CJ, we should ask you, what do you remember from last week's episode?
I remember it was hiding in the trunk.
Yep.
There was a lot of noise.
That was the start, so yeah, you're awake for that part.
And then
was that last week's? Was it?
Was it? Was it the week before?
No, that was the week before.
Oh, shit, I don't even remember.
No. Okay. There were Bob Stokey and what's her name left the letter saying that she was leaving.
That wasn't
she
even
left.
That was the second episode.
See, this episode's been so good, we've forgotten all this shit before.
Okay. The one that happened last week. Bob, so they woke up and Bob Stokey found that letter. The girl left to look for Lee. Then him and the other girl decided to go after that one chick looking for Lee.
Lee? Lee who?
They found each other.
Looking for Lee.
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you talking about?
I think he means Maggie looking for Glenn.
Alright, never mind. I don't know.
Maggie
don't
looking know for Glenn.
Are you talking about
Beth
the video
got
game?
Got kidnapped.
Oh. No, I was thinking Lee because I was looking at the guy who plays him. I think his name is Lee.
What?
Or he's Asian. Maybe I've been racist. I'm sorry.
What the fuck?
And, I didn't mean to be racist.
And people say, I don't pay attention to this show. Jesus.
See, something about Australia, I'm telling you, go down there and you don't see the same show.
Fuck
you. Know, you watch something totally different.
Hey,
Australia that does it.
Sammy, I like how CJ just told that story in pure confidence, too. Like, it was just like...
She was going to look for Lee.
Tell you our story. He was like, what?
Then they found a letter because this guy went off to go meet Lee. And oh, my God. Not even close.
All right, I'm going to finish the fucking question. Yeah, you motherfuckers in your story time. He says, do you guys plan on doing more TV shows after this, or is Walking Dead spoiler recast will be all of you guys, what you do?
No, there'll be more.
I'd like to do more, but it's up to you guys, really. I mean, this is a team effort.
No, Wayne, we're doing Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, Game of Thrones. Oh, yeah. I'm going to do Game of Thrones.
I personally just don't give a shit, personally, if you want to really know my answer, Sean. So, yeah. You know what, Sean? Here's my answer to that. We didn't do True Detective.
I was going to say, we should have done, we should have done True Detective. We should have.
We didn't do True Detective, so fuck this show, all right? I'm just holding it out till it ends, all right? The greatest fucking show ever, but, you know, we didn't do Sons of Anarchy. We didn't do Archer, so you know what? Hey, fuck this show, all right? You guys have fun with that punk ass Game of Thrones. Fuck Game of Thrones.
Oh, get come on.
Fuck
you.
That's not nice.
Love Game of Thrones.
Yeah, Game of Thrones go to bloody fucking hell. I know CJ would agree with me because he just got done watching 300 with his boyfriend. But
what's wrong with a bunch of naked men?
Oh my god.
What's wrong with a bunch of naked men running around all oiled up? Nothing wrong with it.
Hey, I like if I gotta go through a lot of naked
men. It even
men,
says from the director of 300. A Man of Steel.
I like how you two was excited to go see that shit together. That was hilarious.
We were excited. I had a great time with that movie.
How were we excited? We're like, this movie, let's go see through. All right, chill.
Hey, I'll wait, look, no. For P1, man, it costs like $25 just to see a movie regular. It's okay. I'm gonna be damn excited to see any movie. You know, sure.
Hey, well, in that case, I don't blame you then, brother. Okay.
Hey, he's exaggerating. I think that's it was $23 to say that.
Dude, you pay, I flew halfway around the world to pay $25 to see a movie I could have seen for $5. You damn right. I'm going to enjoy the hell of that movie. Full price. Better than
I have not paid for a movie in the past 2 fucking years, so I wouldn't know what that's like anymore. And if I had to pay for a movie, I'd be pretty fucking insulted by now, but that's just me. Actually, you know what? I would be insulted.
Yeah.
Well, good for you, you bastard.
Just imagine paying $30 for a movie, all right? So.
That included a date or just by yourself?
No, that was just by myself.
Oh, he was trying to chat up some of the women there. Don't worry. The people serving the tickets and shit.
To be honest, I really don't know what movie prices is. I forgot. Yeah, it's been so long since I paid for one, so shit.
Oh, Australia's fucked. Australia is fucked when it comes to that shit.
Yeah. And look, I don't know what you mean, Wayne, about chatting up the women. Just because I say hi, thank you.
Hi.
Or I'll treat them like a human being.
You would try to chat them all up. Any waitress or that shit.
Oh. Whatever. Look, all the Aussies, you know, as soon as you say
Sammy,
more than...
You see how they're getting jealous of each other right now? You see that? How they're arguing? They're like, just be quiet, Sammy, and just let it go.
He was getting jealous of the bridesmaids trying to fuck me. I mean, that was another
one. I see you getting jealous right now. I see you getting jealous right now for him talking to other people. So
he's my bear, anyway, we all know.
When you say more than just hello or thank you for my meal,
it means you want to fuck him.
Look at you crazy.
Yeah, it means you want to fuck him. All right. You don't need to.
Foreign people do not like you talking to servants. They still have slavery out there, so they do not want you to talk to servants.
I love how you guys was not even fucking arguing out one bit. Now today y'all just going at it because you ain't in the same room with each other. Like you two was sucking each other's balls so much, and now all of a sudden you two is arguing about who they talk to and shit. Like you talk to her, I'll never look at you again. Damn.
I saw you talking to her.
Yeah. Damn. Jesus Christ, alright?
I'm very upset he's not here now. Upsetting.
I wish I was down there too. Don't.
I gotta go see Sammy now. That's what that means.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it means.
Yeah, exactly.
Go to that cold wasteland of Canada that's nothing but maple syrup and depression.
Alright, then never mind.
Yes.
Yeah, they got free healthcare though. I can get myself off. Yeah, I can get myself checked out like a motherfucker for $5 probably.
Hey,
so.
Hey, I'm going to Australia because you can work at McDonald's and still make as much as you make now if he won. So.
Damn, are you serious? Hold on. Hold on.
Minimal wage is totally.
They don't have minimum wage. Yeah. They got like maximum wage. I went there and I saw like a clerk. I saw a clerk bagging groceries making more than I make right now, and I had a degree.
Sad but true.
That's why they can afford $25 tickets.
Are you fucking for real?
Yeah, the minimum wage here is not like America at all. What's minimum wage in America?
It depends.
Look, I was talking to one of Wayne's friends who said, like, oh, how
like,
I was talking to one of Wayne's friends and she was like, oh, I don't make that much here. I'm like, how much you make? She's like, well, I make only $23 an hour. Like,
$23 an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm about to say only because I make more than that, but that's just me.
I'm talking minimum.
Look,
that's like minimum wage.
Popeyes, okay? His friend worked at Popeye.
Oh, okay.
Who was my friend you're talking to, by the way? I don't know who you're talking about.
I'm talking about Ben's wife.
Oh, Joe. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. That's not bad making $23 an hour. I remember when I was making that back when I was 18. But anyway. always been a success. That's why I call it the phenomenal one, God damn it. Okay. Shit, you don't make that fucking paper line for nothing. Shit, start it on website, bitch. I'm making views in 7 months, all right? Fucking enterprise, travel the world, okay? Fucking movie spoilers, bitch, all right?
The creator of Darkio's cereal.
Exactly, the creator of everything, whatever, the fucking nominee finalist, all right, for 2013, all right.
Yeah, but see, that's a finalist, though. I mean, that doesn't count. I mean, come on.
Hey, better than what you had. As a matter of fact, better than what you had for canceled shows. and the Fallen Coast.
Yeah, but it also took the greatness of us to give you The Darkness, which is your best show by far, and you know it.
You didn't give me shit. I don't know what that show is. That's CJ's show.
That was me being sick, motherfucker. Me on my deathbed. What the fuck were we talking about anyway?
I'm an asshole today.
I don't know.
I'm just talking about how great I am. Look. I'm sorry. I got new comments here though. Ariana, she says, holy shit, but what is wrong with that Lizzie kid? And do you think when Carol killed Lizzie's so-called friend that she knew Lizzie wasn't right and she was eventually going to put her down?
Yeah, well, probably, yeah.
I don't think she knew she had to put her down.
I think that's the moment where she realized, like, no, this kid's, there's no coming back from where she's gone. Like, she's fucking lost it. Like,
mm-hmm.
How do I help her? How do I make her live on in this world? And, she, you know, it brought up the idea back of maybe we should just fucking kill her.
You know, another great thing about this episode is not the simple fact of what you see on screen. It has the audience more thinking, more like, does Carol feel the pain of this more because does she feel guilty for what Lizzie is doing? Because she pretty much trained this girl and shit like that. So I thought that was another brilliant part. But yeah, I don't think she knew she was going to put her down. You know, but then again, I don't know. Tyrese was the one that wanted to work with her. And Carol looked at Tyrese and was like, there's no working with her. I know where she's coming from. I've been there. How about you, Wayne, CJ?
No, I mean, you summed it up perfectly. Perfectly. It's even like the bit where Carol raises a gun, she lowers it again for a second, and then raises it. No, she has to do it. She has to just kill her. Then again, I wouldn't have wasted a bullet. I just would have tied up with a mouse and set the house on fire, but that's me. But
you would have wasted all that gasoline?
Yeah, you always get cheap gas.
Hey, I'm going to tell you this right now, Wayne. She probably would have lived through that. You need to put a bullet through the head, I'm telling you.
Use a hammer then. Use something. Just don't waste a bullet.
Hey, she is the son of the daughter of the devil, okay? She needs to be put down with a bullet, okay? It's the only way to put her down.
That's true. I miss Lizzie.
Oh, my God. She killed Mika with a knife, though.
With a knife?
Oh. That's
to kill somebody with a knife is one of the most personal kill that you can ever do to a person.
Now you do sound like a Joker.
No,
you get to save her every moment.
No, but that's true.
It is true, because you gotta watch them wither away and die. Shit, it's not quick and easy, you know?
And you have to do it over and over and over again until they stop moving.
You've played too much Solid Snake, I think.
Oh.
Next question comes from Alex. He says, I really enjoyed Mika this episode compared to that crazy bitch Lizzie. Do you guys think in the long run, who would have lived longer between Mika and Lizzie?
Probably Mika. Just yeah. because she, you know, she was willing to kill these things. This Lizzie, she was getting a little cocky. Like, oh, look, I can play with him. Oh.
I didn't know she turned into Mickey Mouse, but okay.
No, Lizzie was talking that bullshit at that train. I mean, those train tracks where she was just like, maybe I can be one of them. I was like, what the fuck is she talking about? She wants to be one of them? What does that mean?
I mean, she's a fucking lunatic. And she would not have survived. She wouldn't have survived a day without, you know, Carol or Tyrese hanging around at all. And the moment she put a gun to Judah's head, I was like, that's when you knew this girl's fucked, all right? I mean, I found that hilarious, but still.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, Mika, I think Mika, it was nice to see something like that character in this world by this time. I mean, she's a person that hasn't give up hope or anything like that. I hate to use that fucking word. Oh, my God. She still had her humanity, but at the same time, she knew that when she's in threat of a zombie attack, she will put a bullet in the ass. So,
yeah.
I like the fact that she's not willing just to go out there and kill anybody at the same time, that she is ready to protect herself. I don't think Carol ever got that throughout this whole episode either, because when Mika killed that zombie, Carol's just like, see, you can kill. And she's like, no, I did it to protect us. I didn't do it to fucking kill because I wanted to.
Yeah. Yep, quite right.
Where am I? Where? Cynthia, she says, Where did those zombies on fire come from, and where is last week's episode, you guys? Did you guys quit because of Wayne and CJ blowing each other off in Australia?
Maybe.
We'll never tell.
Who was on top? That's what I want to know.
Oh, you just have to find out from the photos.
That Australian accent kicked in and everything, huh, Wayne?
I told you it works on the Americans. I mean, not men, but apparently it does. It's confusing.
Oh, you just have to wait and find out, mate.
You want to get fucked, you come to me.
You want to 69 each other, you talk to me.
Yeah, but back to where those zombies came from. I don't know.
My assumption is they came from that burning house.
Yeah, which I never even thought about, but yeah. It makes sense. It does link to it.
Yeah, it could make sense because, you know, everybody's supposed to be meeting up back with everybody soon. So they're not too far away from one another.
So that just goes to show you that Tyrese is in last place of getting to this terminus place first, if anything. Because if the burn in the house happened 2 episodes ago, the smoke was still black. That means they were way far away from that. So they're about behind Daryl and them.
Yeah, but you don't know where Daryl's taken off to because he's off the tracks now.
I think in the next preview they showed the tracks with him on it still.
Yeah.
So he's still on the tracks. He's just with that dick that he's gonna murder. I was watching Talking Dead, and they showed a clip of that shit where that dude was fucking teasing Daryl, just like, yeah, I bet you ain't talking because you lost some bitch, huh? And he's like, I bet it was a little girl too, huh? And then Daryl pulls his knife out on that motherfucker.
You see, they gotta get Daryl back like that. He's turned into a pussy lately, and it's not fucking, yeah. It's not Daryl. Daryl's gonna be a badass.
Daryl can be a badass when you give him the right opportunity to be a badass.
They have if anything, he's definitely the worst written character this season, because they really fucking dropped the ball with Daryl.
Even in the first half?
The first half, great. Second half, fucked him bad.
It's funny how this second half of this season just makes people forget about that first half.
Yeah, because it seems like two seasons. It seems like the first season, and then it's like, okay, yeah, that's connected, but you keep forgetting it.
Yeah, I guess I would agree with that. Bob is entertaining, so it can't be him.
Oh, Bob's great.
Yeah, so I guess I could agree with that. Daryl isn't, once again, Daryl's just a soldier. I mean, without Rick, he really isn't. There's nothing to that character.
Ew,
no mystery.
They said that, yeah, he's kind of a lost soul.
Yeah, there's no mystery. I mean, he wears his story on his sleeves pretty fucking known. I mean, there's nothing to that guy at all.
He's looking for Rick. He's like a lost dog without a master.
Yeah, exactly. Lizzie's like, I'll help you get there. Here, boy, come here. I like how Carol took that bitch out to the back like she was Lassie or something like that.
Just look at the flowers. Where are you taking me at, Carol?
Yeah, but just look at the flowers. Look at the flowers. They're weeds. What are you talking about?
Last question here is, answer Cynthia's question about her second question here. No, we didn't quit, but Wayne and CJ were blowing themselves off, so that's why we didn't do last
Absolutely.
Week, so. Yeah, they were watching 300 together. That's why.
Hey, we're watching Eva Green with her tits out, all right? Come on, give us a break.
Man, that was one fucking scene out of
a movie.
Don't
give a shit. That made the movie.
It was a great scene.
Full price for that scene.
That was the worst sex scene I've ever seen in a
fuck
fucking movie.
You, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
Okay.
You are gay.
It was not worse than Shoot 'Em Up, though.
Beautiful.
That was fucking hilarious when she's like, now join my army. No.
Exactly.
Exactly.
That's what a real man does nowadays, you know?
That was the worst delivered dialogue I've ever
Who was paying attention to the dialogue?
Sammy, tell him you had one of those days. You like, now clean the kitchen. After you fuck some guy,
yes,
and he's like, clean the kitchen.
No.
Yes,
no.
Yes, it
it's before. I make them do it before.
See, that's yep. Eva Green, she didn't learn.
Yeah,
you don't offer it first. You don't offer it during or after. You offer it before.
I was going to say, you should know that, CJ, coming from last year at SpillCon. Anyway, next question.
Next question.
I'm sorry, the darkness has consumed me very much this week. I did not mean that at one bit. Yeah, I did. Anyway, next question and final question here. This comes from Daryl. He says, I saw Tyrese pull that hammer out again. If you guys could only use a blunt instrument in a zombie apocalypse, what would it be?
Blunt instrument.
I'd use a purple dildo. I'd do some. Yeah, Saints Row 4 on their ass. But I'd get a purple dildo. I'd get one of them heavy black inch ones too, whatever. You know, give me the 14-inch one, and I'd just beat the shit out of zombies with that.
I give me one of those nightsticks that cops carry.
I like you said, let me get a nightstick that cops carry. They got another name for it?
I don't know.
Damn. Nice. You beat with it. CJ's like, I've been beat with a Chicago nightstick, an Ohio nightstick, fucking Australia nightstick.
It was a boomerang that they would just throw.
Actually, Australia, they didn't carry nightsticks, funny enough.
God, no wonder you motherfuckers act like bastards, man.
Yeah. Guns and tasers, but not nightsticks.
Oh. I'd rather get tasers than fucking nightstick. I don't lie.
I would definitely get a baseball bat of some kind, you know. Something still long range you could hit them hard with. That's blunt enough.
I don't know, I'd go crowbar. Very classic.
Yeah, crowbar works.
Yeah, and purple dildo, I'm sticking with that. So.
Purple dildo.
Why purple? Why the purple part?
Because it's a pimp and a badass outfit.
Woo!
That's why. I put that hat on it and everything. Can you take anyone? I mean, come on. Imagine if we all, like, we split up and we run into each other and be like, oh, you guys are surviving. And he'd be like, oh, there's P1 down the road. And he's like, what the fuck is that he's carrying? I'm waggling around. I made it through the zombie apocalypse with a purple dildo and my bottle of cranberry juice. That would prove that I'm the baddest motherfucker in town.
Woo! As long as you dress like that pimp too, that would be awesome.
It's Atlanta. It'd be hot. I'd take that jacket off.
Oh,
I can't be CJ. I'd wear those ass huggers that Rosita was wearing.
No, I don't want to see. No, not you. No, I don't want to see you wearing them. Thank you.
I'd bend over in front of Sammy and be like, "Hey, Sammy, you gonna help me out here a little bit?" See anything there you like? I want Sammy.
I like where this is
so
going.
I do too. Sammy, by the way, you're getting a lot of requests. Are you going to be joining the Darkness Brothers in Vegas?
If I can afford it, sure.
Oh, don't worry. No, Don't worry, we'll have a special event for you, and people will pay top dollar to bring you down.
Who's been asking me that? I don't know why.
because we already pimped her out so much, they think we're going to sell her down there. So,
oh, my God.
I've had about four dudes ask me, is Sammy going to be down there? I'm like,
me
so
and
Sammy,
me,
looks like
you,
you're the looker on this, I don't know what Wayne called this fucking site anymore.
Do you call it the hooker or the looker on the site? Which
one? That's the hooker. Hey, Sammy, let's just say that you got a lot of eyes eyeballing you. It ain't just me anymore.
Be afraid, Sammy. Be very afraid.
Oh, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid at all.
You should be.
You know what happened in the Darkness Vegas stays in the Darkness Vegas.
I like how you're taking the darkness to like the City of Lights. Where it's this fucking bright city. You plan to bring the darkness to the City of Lights.
Yeah, I'm about to say, at nighttime, it's not so much light anymore.
What, they cut the lights out, do they?
No, the lights are still on, but it's very fucking dark. Trust me. I just recently came back. Trust me. You Wayne, you're gonna come, so you'll be.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there naturally.
You better be fucking there. We need a white person to get us out of jail.
I know. Okay.
Any more questions, Mr. P1?
Well, that was the last question, like I said.
Oh, well, I didn't hear the part. Well, there you go.
Oh, okay.
Well then,
I thought we were just bullshitting. I thought we were just catching up with each other. You know, it's been a long time since we talked. So I thought we was just like, you know, but apparently you guys don't want to talk to me and CJ. We understand.
I spent fucking 2 weeks with that motherfucker. Right? Oh, 1 week. Same thing.
Oh, you say it like it's a chore now. Damn, shit.
Oh, that's right. He left one of his shirts here. It's okay. I can hang on to that.
I'm selling drama.
I like it, Sammy. I love how they were just on each other last week. Now all of a sudden, I said, to spend 2 weeks on his shirt. It's like, oh, all this hate now, huh? You two are in such love with each other. Now all of a sudden, you can't stand each other.
See, I already know how your darkness works, and I'm not letting your darkness spread over to this.
Yeah. Sammy said it first, not me. So, and she's not dark at all. So,
everybody's dark in the
darkness.
Brown.
She's brown.
Red, motherfucker. I'm red.
Red.
Not brown.
I didn't want to call you a redskin, Sammy. That's racist. Come on.
Yeah, that's just gone too far, man.
Yeah, exactly, Sam. See, I'm looking out for you, Sammy. See, I got your best interest
at
heart.
She doesn't understand what her people went through. You know, we got to always educate her.
Oh, my fucking God.
You know what, how about we finish this episode up so we can actually end this shit? I've got plenty.
Okay, yeah.
I have work to be at shit. I'm a very busy person.
You have work to be.
Yeah, work to be at.
You didn't seem to...
It's a hard life.
You didn't seem to have work last week.
Because I was off for a week. I took a week off. I took two weeks off.
Blowing that dick off, you know?
Yeah, it takes a lot of energy, man. It takes a lot of energy.
It really does.
But yes,
a lot of effort.
There we go. But yes, people, let's end this shit. We gave him enough bullshit to go on. Give him a bit of a recap. The people, that has been another episode of the Walking Dead recap. What was it called? Girth or Growth or what the fuck?
The Grover
or whatever your fucking name is. But thank you for joining me.
Grover?
God, fucking name. It's called something with a G. That's all I remember.
It's called Lassie.
Lassie. What? That wasn't Old Yellow. Wasn't Yellow the one they fucking shot?
I wanted to say Old Yellow the way she shot her. Yeah.
It was both. It was Old Yellow meets Lassie. Because it started off as Lassie, but then it just ended up to be Old Yellow.
Yeah, so I remember Lassie killing her sister by eating her to death, yeah.
Yeah, that's in the rated R. You didn't see that movie.
Lassie, bitch returns.
Yeah, exactly. Bitch got. Bitch got.
Alright, people, let's end this shit. Thank you, P1. Thank you, Sammy. Thank you, CJ.
Thank you.
And we have two more episodes to go, and, well, who the fuck knows what we'll be doing after that. But thank you for listening, thank you for joining us, and farewell, people.
Later, bye.